everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Je suis très bon. Bienvenue à la podcast. Please, merci, nobody.
Merci.
Yeah, please, nobody make fun of my French. It's bad. What can I say? My 749 day streak on Duolingo has done nothing for me.
Oh, dear. If only we could all have a second home in Montreal. Like,
right? Like, babes, read the room. These girlies are not going to be able to afford a first home. Come on.
Did we know that Jesse had his second home in Montreal?
I don't think so. Like, I think we knew in our heart that it's Canadian.
Yeah.
Wait, that he is Canadian.
He's Canadian.
That he is Canadian. But I don't think I would have pegged him for a Montreal girly. Although I did know he was fluent in French.
Yeah. Is this a new thing in his contract? It's like, we must go to a French speaking place every season so I can show the top.
I bet so. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
He loves it. Even did you see when they say like apply to be the next season of The Bachelorette or Bachelor, they did one all in French.
I didn't know. Zoomed through the commercials.
Okay.
Have you noticed they haven't done like an end cap in the last couple of weeks?
They only did one so far, the KFC one.
Okay. Yeah. It was, I keep like waiting for it and doesn't show up, but you know, it does show up is Law and Order Toronto. There's a new series of Law and Order set in Toronto.
Okay.
Which is what I always get right after The Bachelor.
Okay. No, they're doing like a Love and Murder thing right after. So I'm like, I stay. And then I'm like, fast forward. I don't want to see any of this like true crime stuff.
No, I don't.
No.
We only want the love, none of the murder.
The love. We got a lot of love this episode. I don't know if there were any big stories, though, in Bachelor Nation.
I don't think so. It's been a quiet fortnight in Bachelor news world.
Yeah, I guess we'll wait and see. But Joey was kind of going through it at the beginning of this episode. You know, he's in Montreal, but he wasn't the cheeriest.
And I'm happy to see this side from him. Not that like I'm happy that he's feeling down and bad, but I appreciate that he's willing to put those feelings on camera and articulate them the way they are, and that it's not all sunshines and roses. And I also thought it was a good opportunity for the women to kind of react to him not being the happiest and, you know, kind of seeing how it would be, you know, in real life, because this is just it is a facet of who he is. He's kind of an anxious dude. Later on in the episode, I think it was Rachel who said, "Hey, you're doing great. Like, don't worry about it. I know you're worrying about it, but don't." So I kind of like that the girlies were able to pick him up for once.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think there was some maybe long travel days at play here? They were coming back from Malta or Spain, actually.
Yeah, you know what? Probably, you know, the jet lag gets to you. And I also just feel like this is an emotionally exhausting experience. And I think Joey's soft in a good way, where he just feels a lot and feels everything. And so it's just kind of taking its toll on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They also did a little bit of a switch here where there's a group date as the very first date. So they're all out in the city and Jesse shows up, speaks French, welcoming them. And he's setting them off on a scavenger hunt. But he kind of points out, well, if you hear your name, then or if you don't hear your name, then you know you get one of the two one-on-ones. So there wasn't a lot of suspense for that last person to find out if they get the one-on-one.
I like that. You know, I like the little things that we change it up. It's not a huge impact on the mechanics of the show, but I appreciate that they're trying something a little different. I really liked it. At this point in the journey, I like that we're starting off with the group date.
Yeah. And I mean, it probably was like a logistical thing, schedule wise or something. I feel like they love to have that suspense of who thinks they're going to get the group or the one-on-one. But I think it worked. But this group date was something that you and I, we always like the exploring the city, usually goes to a one-on-one, and it seemed to cause some problems. Seemed a little awkward and hard for the women. Like, they were all going through it on this date.
Yeah, I wonder if everyone is just like picking up the vibe or the, you know, coming back to North America, like the jet lag really messed with them or what happened. But I'm fine with it. I am fine that everyone is not feeling toppity top notch. They're kind of letting the walls fall down. They're getting deeper. I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah.
Not that I'm happy that these women are not feeling top notch. It's just, it feels a little bit more real.
Yeah. And it was kind of a more real type of date. And I'm wondering, because of that, these other group dates where there's maybe some kind of competition or a game, you don't notice as much as like, hey, he's not paying attention to me, because they're all just paired off and playing tennis or something like that. Or doing something silly. Whereas this, it's like, hey, we're exploring a little souvenir shop or a restaurant, and you can really only have sort of one-on-one time, or you're not being talked to. So maybe it just made it a little more heightened.
Yeah. I will say, I thought Joey had a really great goofy guy episode. I got a lot of personality from Joey. I had a great time with him. I think I'm falling more and more in love with him every episode, and it's embarrassing.
I also liked his fashion this episode. I don't know if it was like the fall colors in Montreal, but kind of he had a tone on tone brown look at the beginning. I was like, oh, this is like UPS chic. I was liking his looks.
Had a nice blue suit later on.
Yeah, had some good looks. Yeah, we saw kind of more personality coming out. Little moments I thought were cute for sure. We did get one of their scavenger hunt things was having to make their own poutine. And I wanted to get your thoughts, because Jen had definitely an interesting combination. At first she said like, oh, I'm going sweet and sour. And she was grabbing the pineapple. I'm like, okay, I think I can feel it so far. I'm with it. But then she threw chocolate on top of that.
Yeah. It was honestly an offense to my people.
Yeah. I like that Joey, he just couldn't even, he was like,
no. Yeah, he was like, no, that's for you. Like, and you know me, I love pineapple on everything. Right.
We both like pineapple on, yeah, pizza and kind of that savory, sweet thing. But
I just don't think it goes with gravy. No. I'm fine. You know what? I'm fine with pineapple on fries with the cheese curds, but I think it needs a different kind of sauce.
Yeah,
gravy. But I'm weird about gravy to begin with, like on my poutine. This might be sacrilegious. I like to ask for my gravy on the side so I can control how much gravy goes on it, because I want my fries to remain crispy. I don't want soggy fries at the bottom. I don't like those. I don't like it.
Yeah, it seems a little anti-poutine, but like I'm with you. Like I like to have the more crispy fries, so I can see enjoying it that way as well. Yeah, I thought that was a fun thing to do, though. Seemed also, like this person actually knew who Jesse was. It seemed like it was a restaurant he went to.
Yeah, Chuck Hughes is like a big name in
the
Canada food scene.
Nice.
Yeah, he's like I think he has a show of some sort, but I can't remember what it is. But yeah, he's like a pretty big name in the food scene in Canada.
Okay. They did like street hockey a little bit. What else did they have to do? They had to pick out souvenirs, and then they quickly were not wearing those again. And then I thought it was funny. It was Kelsey A, who was really struggling on the group date, and she was talking about how they were all dancing around him at one point and that it felt culty. And then once she said that, I was like, oh, it does seem like that.
Oh, that is too funny.
But yeah, she was the one that was having a real hard time, because she had had the one-on-one recently. But a lot of the women on the date had already had their one-on-one. So just getting to them. Then they kind of get their one-on-one time in that cocktail party after the group date to sort of talk to him about, hey, it was really hard for me. And then he kind of does a toast to start it off, and they kind of pick up on that he's not feeling that great. And so then they all kind of, like you said, they made it like their mission to sort of validate him instead.
I like that, because I don't think there's enough relationship balance on this show where it is very much like the girlies trauma dump on the lead, and then we don't learn anything about the lead. But I like that here Joey's kind of being a little honest with them. You know, it's good. I appreciate it.
What are your thoughts when kind of all the women are going through the same thing. So they're all sort of bringing up the same thing, like, oh, it's hard for me to see you with these connections with other people. Does it sort of lose its punch after a bit? Like, is that something to bring up?
I mean, it probably loses its punch with the audience. I don't think it loses its punch with Joey. I think he takes everything every single person says to heart.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably part of what he's struggling with right now, is that it's just getting so real and he doesn't want to hurt anyone. And he obviously at this point likes everybody and respects them all. So he is, I think, really struggling with the fact that he's going to have to break some hearts.
Right. And I think it maybe illuminates. So if everyone's saying it, then it can sort of highlight, okay, well, with Jess, for example, if she's saying that, then he can see, okay, I don't want her to keep feeling that if I'm not feeling it. Whereas if it's someone he's really into, then he's probably reassured hearing that.
Yeah, I feel like we see this every once in a while where it's almost like the person who hasn't got a 101 yet and is really noticing that they're falling behind kind of pushes the issue. And you know what? She deserves to hear the answer and whatever, but it's funny that she's trying to push the issue and he goes, well, why don't you just head on home then? Because I don't think this is going anywhere.
Yeah. And then they're always surprised though, like, I wasn't expecting that. And they don't get to say goodbye to their friend. So I would say try not to do that if you're the one that hasn't had the one-on-one, just sort of coast a little bit more.
Yeah. Just go, you know what? It's probably not in the cards for me, but maybe I can go on one last trip.
One more destination. Exactly. Like, maybe I'll make that cut. But I guess if she didn't do that, there probably would have just been like one fewer rose, right? Like, they probably wouldn't have changed the roses.
Yeah, I think so.
She still would have gone home.
Yeah.
What did you think of this kind of, I just feel like he's in his best like rom-com moments in all these little one-on-ones, like with Kelsey A, she said that she's falling for him and he's like, say it one more time. Like, it's just I don't know. He's got these lines.
I'm really enjoying this season with him. I think he's been a great lead. He's been able to have fun and kind of laugh at himself, where I feel like, I don't know, the last couple leads we have been a little on the dry side.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just almost too rehearsed in a way, like, where he's got these great lines, but it really seems like him. It's not like all his moments are so like polished, you know. We're definitely seeing that with those trying to do puns that the producers give him and things like that, or talking about getting to a city. It's not like he has this like these elaborate things to say. So Lexi also on this cocktail party, this is the first we hear of her timeline. And she wants to hear what his timeline is. And now I'm trying to think, remember there was someone in their bio, they were like, I want to be married they wanted to do all these things within like 3 years. I don't think it was her though.
I don't think so either.
So it's more, I guess she doesn't really say what her timeline is, but she wants to know what his is. And he wants a 2 to 3 year engagement, then be married another 2 years or so to enjoy being married first. So we kind of get a sense that maybe that's not what she's looking for.
Yeah. And where she's coming from, it's easy to understand, because on her one-on-one date, she talked about her struggle with endometriosis and that it will be harder for her to have children and she wants them really bad, but you know, et cetera, et cetera. I very much appreciate that she is talking about it and bringing it up to him, because I feel like so often in The Bachelor, they just get swept up in being on The Bachelor and they end up together. And it's like nobody's ever had a conversation about what their life looks like, except some vague, like, of course I want to be a mother. Of course. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I like that she has a timeline and she has an answer she wants to hear. And I appreciate that she's not like pressuring Joey to follow her timeline. Mm-hmm. But I think it was an important conversation to have. And I think she respected her own boundaries and respected herself enough to be like, hey, I like this guy a lot, but it might not be me and I don't have time to waste. So let's zoot zoot on out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he said that, you know, in this first conversation, you know, not saying it can't change, but I think maybe it was just so far off from what she was thinking that, you know, she didn't leave right after that. She, you know, sat with it, let it marinate a bit. And then we see later on that she does go to him, does the like knock on the hotel room door before that final cocktail party. And that seemed to really take Joey off guard.
Yeah. And I also think she's a couple years older than Joey. Like, how old is Joey? 26, 27?
Well, she's 30. So, yeah.
So I could see her. I can understand why Joey's timeline is the way it is. But I absolutely understand why hers is also the way it is. And I think they're making the right decision here.
Yeah. But I mean, were you shocked just in general? Like, she was in our top four. Both of us were set in our top four.
She was like a lock in both of our top fours. Mm-hmm. I'm very surprised. I'm impressed that The Bachelor didn't really telegraph this coming.
Or try to keep her longer. Like, let's bring this up at your hometown or something.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
But then the other side of me, I'm like, were they trying to push her out because like they want someone else to make it to Final Four or something? Like if they saw that it wasn't gonna, I don't know. Or did she see that their connection wasn't as strong? I thought their connection was really strong, though.
I don't think the connection was the issue at all.
Yeah. If I were her, I'd hang out for another, get one more trip out of it too.
I know.
Jasper, I know. It's come
like,
on.
Yeah. Like it's unlikely you're going to meet the one in the next week.
We like
traveling, so
I know. I also thought it was interesting that, you know, him saying a 2 to 3 year engagement, that feels a little bit of a deviation from what the show typically wants them. They don't usually talk about timelines. I can't even remember if they have. I don't think so, but if it is, it's usually like, yeah, I want to be married right away, or, you know, I'm so excited to be engaged. And so this is like acknowledging really that you need that time to get to know each other. It's not a real engagement.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, okay, we need to date for 2 or 3 years, and then we can get married, and then
we have to say engagement.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny. Also at the group date, let's see, there was a group date rose, and it went to Jen. He talks about how Jen sort of always has these little moments with him, and that it kind of just feels like them, even when they were kind of joking about the poutine, that they have a strong connection. So is Jen going to jump into that spot, do you think, that we thought Lexi had?
I don't think so. No? I have a theory.
Okay. Do you want to wait for it? Or?
I'm obviously not spoiled, but this is me reading the preview and, you know, skip through a couple bloops if you don't. I think maybe Maria's going to be in the hometowns. Because we saw Niagara Falls, Amy. I'm not joking. We saw Niagara Falls.
I didn't
Falls.
Put that together with a hometown. But yeah, because why? If they're going to Jasper, that wouldn't make sense to go back to Niagara Falls.
No.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my theory. And also, I just thought their date this week was so good.
Mm-hmm.
That like I think she's a step closer. Like I could see her being the one booted at hometown, but I'm starting to think maybe she's at hometown.
Well, we've talked about sort of some similarities to her with Corinne. Just sort of she seems to have fit that character on the show, if you will.
Yeah.
And Corinne made it to hometowns, and I think was and booted at hometowns. Yeah. But I could see that. Plus, I know her dad owns a sprinkle company. That's interesting. It's not quite so nanny, but I want to see. Do they get to do a tour? Do they get to ice cream sundae date? Okay, like,
where is the sprinkle factory?
Yeah. Okay, interesting. But yeah, so Jen, maybe not hometown, but they're definitely something strong there right now. And Kelsey A was again upset that, you know, I think she was expecting, you know, she got that validation. She had a hard time on the date. And so I think maybe thought it was going to be going to her, but, you know, can't give it to the people that really need it. It's got to keep them guessing a little bit more. Let's get to these one-on-ones. Were you excited for Kelsey T finally getting that one-on-one?
I was. I thought she needed it. I think she was kind of the last of the, like, top tier girlies.
I guess the ones we hear him talk about.
Yes. And I don't, I don't mean like actually top tier, but I just mean, the ones he is clearly really vibing with. So I was excited for her to get the date. And they have like great chemistry too. Like very lovely.
So this was Cirque du Soleil. They got to train as if they were, you know, training for a Cirque du Soleil show. But in this case, they don't have to perform for an audience or anything. A little bit, you know, higher expertise for this. But Joey had a little bit of trouble needing a Dramamine at different points. I think that would have been me. That was a lot of spinning.
It was a lot of spinning. I feel like in my old age, I've gotten dizzier and dizzier.
Yeah, I could just turn around once and I'm like, oh, I need to sit down. but he wasn't expecting that at all. So I thought that was cute that it was just really threw him. And then they kind of even made it like the show did that edit where we saw like three Joeys on screen at once. And that kind of made me dizzy too. So
it absolutely did. Yeah.
But we see this date. I don't know that we've seen something quite like it. So I thought that was cool, something unique. And I didn't really realize that they were based out of Montreal, Cirque du Soleil.
They are. Very, very exciting. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I like when they do kind of some fun stuff that's closer to the ground. Like it, right. It feels adventurous without having to jump out of an airplane.
Right. And then they move to their dinner time part of the date. And she talks about how she has feelings that are deepening for him. And then she gets into talking about her family dynamics. And I don't know if we missed part of the story or they just didn't want to get into real specifics. But there's something about whatever religion her dad is kind of pushed, like drove a wedge between them. That he was not supportive of her going to college. Basically, to be in contact with him or stay in the house, you had to be focus on that religion. And so they've been estranged for a while, and you know how that's affected her. You know, it's been really hard, and it's affected just kind of her trust in anyone and in relationships, and that they're just sort of now starting to sort of reconnect on a very, it seems, minimal basis.
Yeah, like I wonder if he left the religion or something like that.
I don't know, like did you get a sense of like what type of religion it could be? It
seems I think it's Jehovah's Witness.
Okay. That would make sense to me. Okay. Where it's very strict, like you can't associate with.
Yeah. And there's like a lot of rules to what you can and cannot do or can and cannot celebrate. So that's my guess.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I just didn't even have a sense that this was going to come out at all. Like,
no, me neither.
Usually when they have this, it's like you hear about the story about through the women talking to each other and saying like, okay, I'm really nervous to tell him. I'm going to tell him. But no, it was interesting, but obviously very hard. And he really supported her in that, of course, because he's just perfect right now. You haven't seen these flaws on any one-on-ones.
I hope after the season, it doesn't like come out with like this giant expose about what a dirtbag Joey is. Like I will be genuinely crushed.
Right. Like, let's hope that would have came out during charity season.
I don't know, man. Look, we didn't get the Jerry expose until the finale.
Oh, that's true.
Can't trust none of these men.
No. So she obviously gets the rose, and then they get not a private concert, a private Cirque du Soleil solo performance. Where does that rank awkwardness for you?
I think that's better, honestly. Okay. I also, like, I burst out laughing at the end when the performer did that big drop. Catch. If you like look at Joey, he's like, whoa. Yeah, oh, really? His jaw literally dropped. It's so funny.
So funny. Yes. Then we have Maria's one-on-one. Haley, help me understand, what happened to all the drama with Maria? Where did it go? Not that I missed it, but
I think they realized that like the juice wasn't worth the squeeze on that because he's so into Maria. So it's like, what we're, why, let's not push it any further.
Yeah, I just thought, okay, did they just make a pact while they're on the plane and it was caught off camera?
Yeah, it's like, just like, leave me alone. Also, I don't know if you noticed this, but skipping quite ahead, during the cocktail party, Jen took Joey aside to play piano in front of all the girlies. And it's like, Jen, you already have a rose. Shouldn't people be angry about this?
But I didn't even think about that. She already had the rose there. Yeah, because that was a very awkward moment.
Maybe it's because Jess was gone, so nobody really cared.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, Leia, she wasn't into Maria. And then I thought, okay, Maria's getting this Cinderella date. She's getting the limo. But they didn't even do that whole, like, here's all my clothes. Like,
no, which I appreciate. Like, let's not bury her even more than she needs to be.
Right. But I'm just shocked at the show. Like,
yeah,
the inconsistency here.
Yeah.
They had a cute moment in the limo where she's telling him to say je t'aime. And he didn't even know what that meant. Or was he playing along?
No, I think he didn't know what it meant.
Okay.
I thought he was so dynamic with Maria in these scenes, like in the car and everything. Like, he was just giggling and having fun. They were joking. I really bought their chemistry for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Because we didn't really get to see it on a two-on-one. It doesn't really play.
No.
I could tell he was into her. Like, he was physically attracted to her. But the two of them, their dynamic really popped in this episode. So that was fun.
I finally got it, which was nice.
In terms of the dresses, so she went to Claudette, a designer there, who had some different things for her to try on. Did you like what she chose?
I thought it was cute. I thought it was, and honestly, like, I thought it was very flattering on her. I thought it was a nice color on her. It wasn't like the most beautiful, crazy dress I've ever seen.
Yeah. I like the black one on her that she tried.
She's so, like, she's so interesting looking, like, in a great way. Like, I find her so striking. Mm-hmm. And she never seems to wear makeup either.
No. Yeah, it doesn't look like it anyway.
I find a lot of these girls go really light on the makeup, which is, you know, like, good for them if that's what they want to do. But I just find it interesting.
Mm-hmm. She was very worried about having to jump out of a plane. And so,
girl, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah. Maybe there was something in the, we didn't see what the date card said. Maybe there's something in there, because she's like, they all said I'm going to have to jump out of a plane. He's like, yep, we are.
That made me laugh.
Yeah. And they do have to take a helicopter ride. So they take that to their dinner date. But the view, oh my goodness.
They roll up to the airport and she's like, you've got to be kidding me. He's like, yeah, we're jumping. And no, it's just a helicopter. And she's like, thank effing God. Mm-hmm. Beautiful view. The trees were incredible. That's my favorite part about Canada, is just, I love the four seasons, and sometimes the winter gets a little tough, but mm-hmm. for me, it's worth it for how gorgeous the trees are in the fall.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Even if it's only for about 75 minutes every year.
Right. And it gets really crowded, like, on those drives.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah, and then I thought the building where they went to eat dinner was gorgeous, too. Oh, that was
so pretty. Yep.
I love the architecture in Montreal.
Yeah, that looked really fun. And then a private concert from a recognizable name.
Feist! I know. You guys got Feist? Like, great work, everyone.
Right. She's like, is that Feist?
Feist.
Let's do this. Fewer private concerts, and let's get people we know.
Yeah, that's great. I like that. Do you think Joey knows who Feist is?
I mean, did you see the clip of him thinking that Gypsy Rose was Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
I mean, to be fair, like, those are the same. Those are so similar. Mm-hmm. Like, not the similar people, but, like, the three names with the same letters just, like, mixed up. I get it, man. I'm not gonna be mad at him for that.
Yeah.
Or there was another clip going around this week that where Joey was just like, I can feel the history, or something kind of like that. And everyone was like, he's a dope. But it's just like, come on, he's sweet.
Yeah.
Let him live.
Yeah. No, I bet he did not know who it was. I think maybe there's a Maria's just like 3 years older, I feel like it's just enough of a gap.
Yeah.
Like, you know who Feist is or you don't.
Yeah. Even Ethan was like, do I know who Feist is? I'm like, you know who Feist is. Come on, man. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, I do.
So Maria obviously gets the rose. Oh, they had a good date. And then, yeah, we already kind of talked about Lexi going to talk to him. Yeah, did you think he was going to try to get her to stay? Do you think there's a chance she could come back? Is this going to affect into the next week?
I think it's going to affect the next week just because he's going to start getting really anxious about some of his top contenders leaving. Like, I really think that's one of his biggest fears, and he seems to be like manifesting it almost by talking about it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Or maybe it's just
something weird happens at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did show a lot of that after Lexi left, of him talking about this.
Yeah, so we'll see on that front. What were your other questions? I thought he was going to be like, well, we can talk about it. Like, if you just give me one more week and I'll take you on a date. We'll just get really into it.
Yeah, because that's what he expressed, that's what he was sort of anticipating, that, you know, he wanted to talk about it more. But maybe, you know, he didn't expect to be confronted with it, but maybe thinking about it was like, well, the end result might have been the same if this is her timeline. It probably wasn't we weren't going to meet in the middle so much.
That's okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Any other cocktail? We talked a little bit about Jen, the piano moment. I didn't know Jen played the piano, but she was teaching Joey. Daisy made him do a foot massage.
She made me laugh in this moment. I like Daisy's like sense of humor, because she very much went to like, I need to talk to you about something. Like,
right. It was like, what else
does he have? He was like, I can't have any more of my top people leave.
Right.
And she was like, I need a foot massage. And he was like, okay, sure, let's just go for this. Yeah. I deeply, deeply hope that he washed his hands.
Oh, before moving on to we also saw Caitlin talk to him a little bit, but I just sort of felt like too little too late, like we just didn't get enough of Caitlin.
No, and I'm so sad because I just adore Caitlin. Like, she's so fun, she's so different. I wish we got more of her. I hope we get some sort of paradise this summer so we can see Caitlin and have a great time with her.
For sure. And not a whole lot with Leia. So I just feel like this was probably the least surprising rose ceremony. The most surprising part was Lexi leaving earlier in the episode. Yeah. So as far as the rest of the eliminations, I think they were shocked to see only 3 roses on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's going from 10 to 6, but I feel like we get this drop.
Like, we do, often. But it still always surprises me.
But yeah. So Jen, Kelsey, T, and Maria already came in with their roses. So there were 3 left. And it was just kind of obvious that it would go to Daisy, Kelsey, A, and Rachel, who already had one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm. Who's this going to go to? The ones that have already had the dates? Probably.
Yeah. So Leia and Caitlin get sent home, and I could tell they really wanted Leia to say she regretted giving away her steal a date, because like any regrets, anything? She wasn't giving it to them.
No, good for her. I mean, as soon as she threw that in the fire, we all knew she was not getting a one-on-one date.
Yeah. I mean, I thought maybe if like but it would have been the last one, and it would have had to have been that he was really serious about her, but yeah, I think that gave away her shot at getting one.
Mm-hmm.
So alrighty, previews, they're going to Jasper next week.
I called it Jibby Alberta because my cat's name is Jasper and we call him Jibby.
Nice.
So I called it Jibby Alberta, and it was a real hit of a joke in our household, probably nowhere else though.
Nice. Yeah, you didn't put that together like that. You know, I know you adopted him and he was named after Twilight from the shelter, right? But yeah, just rewrite the narrative. It was like, oh no, it's after this beautiful after city.
We said there were some mountains coming. We predicted maybe Banff, maybe Wyoming, but we're going to Jasper. That's so fun. I bet
Doug's nobody knew who it was. No, except Maria. They're like, where's Jasper?
That's, you know what? That's kind of fair. I feel like you hear Banff, you hear Lake Louise, you don't always hear Jasper.
Right. I guess we associate them all together. So
yeah, they're all in the same neighborhood, sort of.
Yeah, I'm excited for it though. But preview, I couldn't pick out a whole lot. So
no, it looked like Daisy gets at least one of the one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. I can't quite tell who gets the other. Maybe Kelsey A.
Yeah, and it definitely looks like some kind of get lost in the woods wearing plaid shirts kind of date, you know? They all have some, like, the buffalo plaid.
Yeah, like, I feel like we can tell that Rachel and Maria and Jen are not getting one-on-ones.
Right. They're competing on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All righty. Let's get into, I guess, our draft at least evened out in terms of number of people on each team.
Yeah, I'm impressed that we each have two people left.
Yeah, that's pretty good for getting down to six left in the season. So, Haley, you keep your lead. There's still a huge spread with 190 points. Amy is in second with 143, and Tori is trailing with 92. Haley, you lost Leia, Caitlin, and Jess this week. You kind of saw those ones written on the wall. Yeah. Amy, I lost Lexi, and Tori didn't lose anyone. So, yeah, Lexi was a tough one. I thought that was maybe my strongest. Yeah. I have the Kelseys. But, yeah, I'm down to the two Kelseys. Who would have thought it would come down to the two Kelseys for me? You have Daisy and Maria, and Tori has Rachel and Jen.
I think we can write Jen off. I think that last hometown spot is really between Maria and Kelsey T.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it. I mean, Rachel was a little invisible this episode too, but I just love them so much together. I just want to make sure that she has a hometown. Yeah. But then would they go to Hawaii, or is her hometown like now going to be Maine because she moved there?
Probably. Maine, they do not want to pay to go Niagara Falls. Yeah. Can you imagine? Everyone's hometown is just in Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Yeah, they would probably bring her family over rather than go. And like, I'm really upset that we missed out on going to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. All right. Bonus questions for this week. One, you were correct that the preview last week of Joey telling someone he was falling in love with them would not be shown on this last episode. Will we see him say it on this next episode? A, yes. B, still not yet.
I'm going still not yet.
Yeah, same here.
I think that's a final three.
I think we'll hear from the women's side, but I don't think the lead would do that at this point. Two, Daisy says in the preview, I'm not going to tell Joey I'm in love with him just to get a rose. But will we hear her say the L word to him this week? Or B, no?
What a good question. I'm going to go yes.
So you think that's kind of a misdirect?
I do, yeah.
Like, she's saying, I'm not going to do it just to get a rose, but I really am feeling it.
Or like, there's even like a, I'm not there yet, but I'm there. I don't know. I think it is a misdirect.
This is hard because, it's her second one-on-one, which not everyone gets. I don't think she's going to go so far as say, like, I love you. But I think, so it's depending how George is it just that she's saying the L word, or does it have to be she says, I love you, or I'm in love with you?
Yeah, I feel like, and maybe George correct us, but I feel like it should be like a hard L for us to get the point, or for me to get the point.
Yeah.
I think if she says I'm falling in love, like, I don't think I've earned that.
Okay. I'm going to say no, just to have it something different, because we were kind of all doing the same last time. Three, last week you both agreed on a final four of Kelsey A, Rachel, Daisy, and Lexi. You got three of four correct. Do you still feel the other three are all making it to the hometowns? A, yes. Hometowns will be Kelsey A, Rachel, Daisy, and one other. B, no. At least one of Kelsey A, Rachel, and Daisy won't make it.
I feel like yes. Like, I'm pretty steadfast in this.
Yes, I know. I was really sure about the four. So I have to stick with them. These three have to be right. So I'm going to say A as well. Four. Oh, that's right. We saw Polar Plunge. We saw a preview of a Polar Plunge Palooza happening on a date. Will anyone make a joke that includes the word shrinkage? A, of course. B, this show has more class than that.
I don't think this show has more class than this. Will they? Okay. Again, this is like semantics, but
right.
Verbatim, do they have to say shrinkage or is it just like implied?
Right. I could see Joey doing something or Maria doing something along those lines. And I think she's on this date, but I don't know that the exact word would be used.
Yeah. And I'm also feeling like if it was like a bachelorette season, we would definitely be hearing that. But since like there's only one guy and like he's already taken some heat about his pounding abilities. I don't think they're going to do that to him again. So I'm going to go no. I'm going to go against my first instinct and say no.
Okay. We're saying it's not more class than that, but we're not going to say it. Yeah,
exactly. Like,
do it, but we'll say it. Yeah, I'm going to say B. Five. This last one is for Doug. I won't make you go back to name draft picks from Ari and Zach's season, but I'll give you 2 points for any guy you can name that was on your draft team for charity's season last summer, 2023.
This is upsetting. I can only think of Joey and Dalton.
Who was on her season?
I know Aaron, but he was on Ethan's team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was another Aaron. Let's say I had another Aaron. Let's just say that.
Another Aaron.
Oh, I had another Aaron. I'm going to say I had the other Aaron.
Okay.
I have Hot John? I think I had Hot John.
Okay. I could see that. I think you had Sean.
Who's Sean?
But who was her third? Who was her top three? Xavier?
Oh, yeah, Xavier. But, like, he left. So then Aaron S. weaseled his way back in.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron B.? There was an Aaron B and an Aaron S, and I don't know which one we had. Sean. Oh, okay, I remember Sean. I hated Sean. I think Sean was maybe like the listeners team.
Yeah.
Because I would not have picked that man.
I think I might have had Xavier.
I think that's true.
I really don't know.
What
I don't think I had Dalton.
I think maybe I had Warwick, the guy who fell asleep on the date.
Oh, that's a good pull. Yeah, I cannot remember this recent season. Oh, man.
That was tough. Well, Doug, did you enjoy that, huh?
Six, shoot your shot. Who does Joey offer the final rose to? Your answer can be the name of one of the final six or any other outcome.
I think it's Daisy.
Okay.
And then I hope we get Rachel's bachelorette. That's who I'm putting my weight behind, I think.
Rachel's bachelorette. I really want her to be a bachelorette.
I think I really want Rachel's bachelorette.
Yeah, that would be good. I gotta root for one of mine. I'm gonna say Kelsey A. I think it will be a traditional ending in some way. Like, I think you'll end up with someone.
Yeah.
But there's something weird that happens at the final. All right. Let's get back to some other questions. This one's from Dan. Amy and Haley, it hit me watching Maria's date that I'm seeing the second coming of Ashley I and Jared. Ashley I and Maria bring out the fun side of the guys, while Jared and Joey make the girls feel very safe. We know it took Jared a while to warm up to Ashley as the one, which is ultimately why I don't think Joey will pick Maria. What are your thoughts?
I love that. I don't necessarily totally agree with the Ashley I and Maria parallel. But I like where you're coming from. And I do, I think we're getting the most personality from Joey when he's with Maria. I just don't think he's going to choose her in the end.
Yeah, I do like this comparison because just there is something different about Joey and Maria. And I can see that in the sense that I don't think he typically dates women like Maria. And like he's liking what she brings out of him, but maybe is going to say, I don't know, like that's just so different from my type, quote unquote. But and I've heard Jared say that about Ashley, that like he always dated kind of the quieter girls and just didn't think that Ashley was a person for him. And then, you know, realized that he was supposed to date kind of a different type. No, I love that comparison. Samantha Snow. I was surprised by Lexi leaving and how she left. Not surprised by the other women who went home. And I don't see a clear front runner. Who is everyone thinking Joey will pick in the end?
I do think it's Daisy. Like, I feel like she's the one who makes the most sense. And maybe I'm blinded by my desire to absolutely dominate in our draft. But I can just, I'm really looking forward to seeing their date next week to see if that week one chemistry did continue on.
I think next week it'll be really telling who get the two people who get the their second one-on-ones. So, yeah, I do think it's Daisy is going to be one of those. And then whoever is the other, which I think is one of the Kelseys.
Yeah.
But I agree. I don't know. I'm not totally sold on Daisy yet because I feel like she's fallen back a little bit. And then, but then
hard. I feel like Rachel's fallen back a bit too. And we were so sure.
Yeah. But then it's like when he's with each person,
yeah, he's like, he's really good at that.
Right. I'm like, well, he's so taken with her. Oh my goodness. Natalie Franklin wants to know, how old were you the first time you rode a moose? That must be a Haley question.
I don't even think I've seen a moose in real life that's not in a zoo.
Okay.
I live in very southern Ontario where it's just like, I don't think they're wandering down here anytime soon.
I have, as a kid, I saw one in the wild.
Really?
Like driving, yeah.
Well, you live much more north than I do.
Right.
Like significantly this was more like north than north. I do.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, definitely don't want to get too close. This is from George at George CTV. Make sure you're following for all the details of the draft results. He says, a small footnote to the Leia Maria drama. I realized this week when I saved off pictures from the ABC website at the beginning of the season, a couple of files saved with the woman's actual name followed by the name being used during the season. For example, Lexi is actually Alexandra and Jess is actually Jessica. Today, I noticed that Leia's actual name is Maria. I didn't realize she has the same name as Maria, and it got me wondering if that played into Leia's feelings toward Maria.
That's funny. I could see Leia being a little petty like that.
Yeah. I think we've seen that happen sometimes where it's like the same name and they seem to not handle it well. Ding, Mary Kill, poutine with pineapple, chocolate, and sriracha. Spinning until you get dizzy or giving a stranger a foot massage.
Oh. I'm going to have to marry the poutine because I do think I could stomach it. Might not be my choice, but I could stomach it. I could not stomach being dizzy, like spinning until I get dizzy. I have done it. I don't enjoy doing it. Sometimes I'll spin Jibby around and we'll like have a little fun and both be dizzy. Neither of us like it. and then I will not be giving a stranger a foot massage. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not even that weirded out by feet. I'm weirded out by strangers.
Put the two together, it's just not going to work.
It's not happening, no.
But, I mean, Daisy's not quite a stranger to Joey. Like, he's into her.
I would give Daisy a foot massage, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the poutine, if you sort of separated it out, I could have the fries with pineapple. I could have the fries with chocolate. I could have the fries with sriracha. I would not want that blended together in any sort of form.
No, but I would do it. I would do it.
Yeah, I've done the fry and the milkshake thing, so that kind of I can see where she's coming from.
Yeah, I love salty and sweet, but for some reason, I could even listen. I could handle like a s'more poutine where you have your French fries and do like a chocolate drizzle and like graham cracker crumbs and like marshmallows. Ooh, for some reason, poutine. That sounds good. But the pineapple is just like, we're going into a different direction.
Yeah.
Than the chocolate. And you know what? I don't always love that like really sour flavor with chocolate.
Like, so I think actually, fruit.
Yeah. Like, it's fine with strawberries because that's more sweet, but anything where you're getting like the too tart, I don't want it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to be tuning into your Instagram to see if you invent a new poutine.
Should I try craving the poutine fries with pineapple, chocolate, and sriracha?
Oh, that could be like
maybe. I don't know.
We'll video.
See. Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah. What is it on TikTok? Like a duet? Like, see if she did one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe you could put your spin on it. And I don't know. So it actually sounds like one of those shows, like a cooking show challenge or something. So I think it's up your alley. All right. Well, that's all that I have. Did you get takes from Doug, or did you just send that question?
No, I did get takes from Doug. Let me look. I also said to him, I was like, oh, like I'm watching the episode right now and it's the musical artist is Feist. And he's like, it's no to Neil Arts. Do you think with Lauren and Allison now eliminated, they could somehow still find their way back into the show by joining Joey's family and Sally, saying that Philadelphia is one big family? I could see them like running into him at the park. When the lead says it's like a taste of real life and the date is the 13th century Spanish bathhouse, is he forgetting that real life is actually Valentine's Day at White Castle? I feel like Joey would like Valentine's Day at White Castle.
Yeah, I could see him. See him on a table nearby. He's not like, he doesn't strike me as like he has expensive taste. Does he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. No. He's a Philly guy.
I think we've only ever eaten pizza and wings together.
Yeah.
Because there's like one really fantastic wings place in St. Catharines that like, that's just always our go-to. It's like St. Catharines, we're getting those. And, you know, anyway. I'm impressed by your recent draft dominance, and I believe I have a theory as to why it may be going so well for you. When you described Joey as a real-life guy who's kind of quirky, it reminded me of Ethan. Could it be that you then drafted contestants who are similar to you so they might appeal to the very type of man you have now married? Doug, if you think I'm comparing myself to any of these 10 out of 10 smoke shows, you're joking. Like, these women are so hot. I'm probably funnier, though, so. I'm wondering if someone told that girl there was a curse on her family as a way to make her feel the same insecurities as the rest of us, instead of allowing her to live in the rarefied air of probably being the most attractive person in the whole room your whole life. Well, also, this is me adding, well, also being, like, a radiologist or something crazy.
So yeah.
She's gorgeous and also very smart, so right. Probably. How much did the Wyoming Tourism Board pay you to say that you hope the next date is there? Honestly, if Wyoming Tourism Board wants to offer me a free trip to Wyoming, I absolutely would.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go together and we'll have a nice time.
That'd be awesome.
Anyway, that's it. That's it from Doug. That's it from us.
That's it. All right, Healy, where can people keep up with you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. And you can check out everything I am reading over on my Bookstagram account at The Strong Library.
Find me on Twitter at @rjkcafer. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.